Hi, dear followers of Emergency Live and Imspedia.com. Summer is coming, so as hot temperature and dry weather. So this is expected to be the busiest season for firefighters in terms of emergency calls and operations, starting from wildfires, for example. For this reason, we are in line with Mr. Vladimir Vilcek, PhD Fire Chief Officer of Fire Rescue Brigade of Moravian Silesian region in Ostrava, Czech Republic. And he will explain us their preparedness and their activity in the region. So good afternoon, Vladimir, and thank you to be in line with us.
Good afternoon for you as well.
So Vladimir, let's start from scratch. When the Fire Rescue Brigade of Moravian Silesian region was born?
I have to say that officially starting point was the 1st of January 2001, because it was a time, it was a date when officially new regions were set up in the Czech Republic. So for the time being, we have got 13 regions plus one capital city of Prague, which is obviously which has obviously the same status like region. So in total, 14 regions for 10.5 million people. So that was a starting point for us.
Yes. And what are the sectors that compose your brigade? Can you please list the specific roles of the crew?
Firstly, I think that I would like to explain that our region is located in the northeast corner of the Czech Republic. So we are bordering with Poland and we are bordering with Slovakia, which is a little bit specific role of our region as well for the cross-border cooperation. Our, let's say, missions or tasks are quite similar like in many European countries, which start from the firefighting, road traffic collisions, traffic accidents, technical rescue. We are dealing as well with CBR and danger. We provide disaster control, rescue of humans, animals, water rescue, special rescue from haze and deeps, and we do as well fire prevention. What's probably a little bit specific for us as a regional fire rescue brigade, that we are responsible as well for civil protection, for public warning system, as well for crisis and emergency management. We have got some specialties in our region as well, because we have a set up medium user team, and together with Prague Fire Department, we have a national heavy user team, which is classified or reclassified according to the INSERAC system, UN OCHA. We have got as well a water search and rescue team, which has been certified by European Commission. And for the international as well cross-regional cooperation, we have provided a couple of times our special teams like high-capacity pumping or special supply with electric generators.
Okay, perfect. And which part of the region of the country you can cover with your service? Because you already said that you're in the east part of the country, but you also operate abroad or only within the borders?
Yeah, I would say that our region is one of the most populated regions in the Czech Republic. So we have got 1.2 million inhabitants, 5,500 square kilometers. Number of municipalities what we have in our region is roughly 300. And from the historical point of view, it was very industrial part. So we had plenty of coal mines, chemical industry, machinery, and for the time being it's quite important automotive company called Hyundai. And for the, as I mentioned before, for the cross-border cooperation, we have signed agreements with Poland, with our neighbors in Silesia region, as well in Opole region, and we have a signed agreement with Slovakia, especially with Žilina region.
And you mentioned also prevention of wildfires in particular. And what do you mean with prevention? What do you do as a fire brigade to prevent these emergencies?
Yeah, by the fire law, we are appointed, nominated as a state fire supervision. So what we do on a regular basis, so we make a building control, we make a control of all plans for new development, new building, and we have got as well a fire investigators. So we are working quite close with the police in case of serious fire, and we provide special expertise for them according to our investigation. And what's probably it's a bit exception, we are able to give a fines as well. So if something is not on a regular correct way, so we are able to give a fee to those who don't work on a proper way according to the level of fire prevention.
Yes, good. And if an emergency occurs, how do you dispatch the crew? How do you organize yourself to dispatch the your crew?
That's a good question because it's something special which is which has been done in our region, that we have a mutual integrated command control center. We call as an integrated safety center. What does it mean? It means that basically four emergency services are sitting in one place, which means police of the Czech Republic, EMS, emergency medical service, fire rescue brigade, as well as a municipal police. So in this center, which has been built with the support of European Union, we have got per year roughly 650,000 incoming calls for all those four services. So if someone call 112 or one of the national emergency numbers, the incoming call is coming to this integrated safety center, and we share some information and communication platforms with other emergency services. We have pre-planning, mutual pre-planning with our colleagues, and obviously we send appropriate forces to solve this problem.
Interesting. And in particular, when an emergency is occur, it is possible that you have to coordinate yourself with other authorities. So in these cases, how do you coordinate with them? Are there some specific guidelines, I suppose?
It's another very good question. It's not only guidelines, it's a law, it's an act. The act is called Integrated Rescue Service, and this act describes what's a cooperation according to the preparedness and in case of emergency between all emergency services. And what's so important for us, that Fire Rescue Brigade, generally Fire Rescue Brigade in the Czech Republic, plays very important and managing role. So we have a pre-planning, we have a alarming system for other emergency services, and we are working together. As well, we issue a special SOPs, and according to the main activities, sometimes the managing role is put as well to the other service. Like if we are talking about suicide demonstration, if we are talking about some kind of explosion system, in this case, the majority of action is put on the shoulder of the police, but the rest, everything for the coordination is up to the fire rescue brigade. And it works quite good. I think that some basics were put in 1994, so we are almost 25 years in this system, and I would say that the profit and efficiency, especially for the civilians, for the public, is very high.
Yes. And regarding your activity as firefighters, I mentioned at the beginning to summer that is about to come, and I was wondering how much the seasons influence your activity as firefighters.
Okay, so for a couple of last year, we can see that we have had quite hot summer seasons. I don't want to say that it's really output from the global warming, but really for last couple of years, summers are quite hot. So sometimes we have even 40 degrees temperature, which is more or less like in Mediterranean countries. But on the other hand, yeah. I would say that we have not yet quite significant forest fires. If I look for the major emergencies, specifically for our country, I would say the major threat for the Czech Republic is floods. It means flooding. And one of the biggest one occurred in 1997, and afterwards we had a couple of them. Last flooding situation was last week. So it's
really?
It's really quite often that it's so heavy rainfall and especially flash floods that we have a flooding situation which can repeatedly change from hour to hour.
Oh, okay. And in this sense, can you mention an episode of an emergency scenario that had the greatest impact on you and on your crew, according to yourself?
Yeah, from my professional point of view, I have seen plenty of, let's say, high-level emergencies. Which had a quite big impact to people, to persons as well, to the firefighters. But if I would like to select one of the most important, that's what I mentioned, is floods in 1997. Because in this time, one third of our city and capital city, regional capital, Ostrava, has got 300,000 inhabitants, and one third of our city was flooded. And maximum depth of water was 8.5 meters. In that time, we evacuated roughly 15,000 people by helicopters, by boats. So, and this emergency lasts more or less 2 months, because after the first phase, we had to pump water because, as I said before, part of our region was, let's say, deeply damaged by former industrial activities, especially by coal mines, and some of the area are on a lower level than, for example, a river. So we had to pump water, and these activities really took us 2 months, and it was really, really busy time for all fire units which were deployed in this time.
Yes, I imagine. And about your activity and fire rescue brigade, what could be the aspects you think could be improved of your organization and develop in the future, or are there some projects still in force that you're taking care of?
Yeah. Firstly, we would like to improve cooperation among emergency services. One of our projects would be run for a couple of last years that we built as well integrated response centers. It means fire service, police, EMS are located under the one roof, so which give us opportunity to know each other, to make a mutual preparedness, mutual training, and to be more efficient and effective in case of emergency. On the other hand, we are quite active as well on the European level. For example, we have been involved in a couple of European projects within different calls like Horizon 2020, DG ECHO, in the pastime Leonardo da Vinci project, or Erasmus Plus. For the time being, we are running 10 of those projects, which means that we are sometimes a little bit inundated by work on a European level. But on the other hand, it gives us much more open view for the future and give us opportunity to cooperate with our colleagues on European level. And for sure, for the future, we would like to develop that cooperation on European level, because it's quite important, not only for us, but as well for our citizens, that they have a service which is efficient, effective, and which can help them in any case of emergency.
Yes, for sure. So, Vladimir from Ostrava, thanks for your contribution and good luck for your job.
Thank you very much for your call and for the interview.
You too. You can find this and many other podcasts in the previous month's edition on imspedia.com, so don't miss them. And stay tuned on emergencylive.com for our daily news.